Joined now on the air by Pam Heminger, the mayor of Chapel Hill, who doesn't have to run a campaign this time around.
I'm about to say,
nice.
It just sounds like how to make voting very confusing for everyone.
No kidding. Yeah.
Just everyone.
Although I will say, I was still happy to see the decision come down from the Fourth Circuit.
Yes,
strike
down
those. Even though it did create the confusion of sending all the county boards of elections back, I think all things considered, a good move.
We want as much voting time as possible. We want everyone to come vote. This
Absolutely.
Is a really important election, not nationally, but also for North Carolina.
And for North Carolina, local state, Senate, governor, attorney general.
Yes, come vote.
It's a long ballot. The judicial races, which don't get much. Yeah, seriously.
North Carolina.
All right. Yes, so, so what's going on in Chapel Hill? We got the Food for the Summer program, 50,000 meals. Did really well.
We're using the word amazing.
Yes.
It's absolutely amazing. And the stories we're hearing, and if you didn't have a chance to fill out your survey, please do. We're loving these stories of people connecting in their own community, the connections between. Between families and other families, children to children, volunteers to kids. It was truly an amazing experience. So close to 50,000 meals, close to 3,500 books were given out to children.
Thanks to Book Harvest.
And that extra 2 weeks that we went was truly incredible. I mean, the community got together, 1,600 meals delivered with the food bank dropping off the food, volunteers sorting the food, and then distributing the food.
That's incredible.
We had our debriefing on Wednesday. We're going to do another one in a couple of months to talk about best practices and ways to move forward to make it bigger and better and try to have a kickoff event and do a better job connecting with the families who need extra help. The thing was, it ended up not being just about food. The activity buckets, the interconnections, the reading that was going on. So we have a lot of opportunity here. The community showed up. Most of the comments we got were from the volunteers where they liked that it was well organized. They could sign up online for a 2-hour shift and go. But what they mostly liked is that they could take their kids with them to do this. So it became family events for a lot of people.
It really did. The one day that I was volunteering was, they pair you up with someone else.
Right?
So you're not going to the site alone. You're working with people. So there's a whole bunch of people there. And the day that I volunteered, I was with a family. It was a mother and two kids. And it was great. It was the family outing and everyone had a good time.
And it teaches that sense of being part of a community and helping your community grow and be better. And so kids learn that at an early age. But family units working together. What a wonderful benefit.
What were some of the best stories that we've been hearing?
One lady spent every day, she went and did art projects with the kids, and she noticed how, and she did this of her own accord, she noticed how the kids really blossomed with these art projects from the beginning when she started with all these things and how they really grew. Other kids really got into reading and would come back and want more books and talk about the books. We had a family that came down from Hillsboro every day with her kids, and we made it known that they could swim in the pool there at the community center and things like that. She was just so grateful because of trying to stretch those dollars during the summer, this 11-week summer that we had. It's hard when you've got a lot of kids and you're on a smaller income or you're a single parent or whatever your circumstances are, because you take away resources from other categories when you have to. And we just know kids learn better, are more responsive, grow, and develop better when they have good nutrition and consistent. And food insecurity really is about not knowing when you're going to get the food as well. So really, really so proud of this community. We put the call out there. They stepped forward. So many partners came together. All of these groups, these nonprofits, UNC. There's such a long list, and it was just wonderful to behold.
And it's really difficult to measure, to physically measure success for a program like this, because you talk about, we served this many thousands of meals. Well, what does that do? You talk about the general effect on learning during the year, and then you look at the specific numbers for individual districts, and those numbers aren't going to come in for a while. But it's the stories. It's the individual little impacts that this has, not just on the people who, not just on the kids who are receiving the food and getting the attention at lunchtime every weekday, but also the parents and the caretakers and the guardians and the volunteers and the community members. And I mean, this is what being a good community is all about.
It really is. And it's about those connections.
Yeah.
So lots of partnerships were formed. Lots of individual connections were formed. There was a lot of learning going on both sides of the equation.
So does the planning begin for next year?
Yes.
Like now, basically?
So, well, we're trying to look at writing for grants because we were very successful in hiring a wonderful coordinator, Katie Hugg, but she has taken a full-time job. And so we'll be looking to hire someone else to run the program and site coordinators for next year. we were scrambling last year. We sort of, you know, we started in January and worked forward. So now we'd like to start a little earlier, apply for more grant funding, so that we a couple of the comments we heard that were hard were a couple of places we had no table and no shade, and that's really, really hard. The kids had nowhere to be. The volunteers had no particular place to be. So we're going to look at some either volunteers for donating those items. We're going to put that call out there, or buying bigger banners and doing better outreach. So we've got some things in work, but we're going to meet in November, and then we'll start again in January is my plan for getting people together.
A lot of volunteer work goes into this, and I know funding came from a whole bunch of different sources, a whole bunch of different grants, but all told, how much did it end up costing?
We think under $20,000. That's one thing we're going to get back together too. We got grants to pay for the position and the site coordinators, but then I don't have the counts in for the t-shirt monies and things like that we gave t-shirts out to some mm-hmm. volunteers and the site coordinators, of course, just to make people more recognizable in the community.
Yeah.
So,
but less than $20,000 for 50,000 meals.
Yeah.
That's unbelievable.
So that's not the reimbursement for the meal program.
Okay,
so
gotcha.
Sorry, that's for the coordination of the delivery system. The school system still, Chartwell's wonderful, Liz Cartano, she's amazing. there's a reimbursement program for the federal government per meal. You don't get as much for the second meal served. So there's equations to be worked out, and they're working through the paperwork, and they'll come back with some actual numbers.
Okay.
But that money is available, and it goes left unused at the federal government level because it's specifically for food for the summer.
I remember watching those infomercials with Matthew Lesko, the guy with the dollar sign suits. Like, there's billions of dollars just waiting for you to take, and now we can make use of them for actual good causes. Yeah. That's great. So we're speaking with Pam Heminger, Mayor of Chapel Hill. What else is going on in town?
So we start back to our meetings on Monday.
Yep.
Welcome back to the season. we have some, I always think they're interesting items on the agenda. There'll be an update from UNC of all the projects they have going on, which we were counting out. It's almost 81 projects in some stage or another, either just finished, being planned, under construction. So a lot of moving parts on campus. As you know, we have a lot of moving parts going. They're still finishing up some programs there. The Ephesus Fordham District will be on the agenda. This week we had both the mobility plan that went to on Tuesday night and the regulating plan discussions about the Ephesus form-based code last night. A lot of good input, a lot of good, our staff did an excellent job setting these forums up and having a better way for citizens to interact. We will compile all that data, take it, and hear more on Monday evening as well.
All right.
A couple other things on there. And then on Wednesday next week, we're going to start right with a work session. So the business meetings are always at 7 p.m. at Town Hall. You can come or you can watch us online or you can watch us on TV on the Government Access Channel. And then we have our work session starting at 6:30 at the library. We're going to be talking about sidewalks and what the priority list is for which projects need to be moving forward and flooding, so that we can understand better of what we have available to us, what we're doing, what has happened already, and where are we going with all that.
And so every single one of those things ties in with the others, right?
Yes, yeah. Yes. So those will be on for the work session. And then the following Monday, we also have another business meeting. So we're starting off September with a boom, boom, boom.
Yeah, no kidding.
So that'll be good.
Like three business meetings a day for the next three weeks.
Oh, no, it's good.
That's a crazy schedule.
So we did some work at Town Hall this summer, too. So I'm hoping citizens will come and see that we've improved some things. We did some landscaping. We've done some cleaning up of the building. We did the heating and air has been improved. We put in the nursing privacy room and the break room if someone needs to have that privacy in there. That's there too. And some other changes that are good. We're making it more energy efficient at Town Hall and we're looking better.
Very good.
We've got that going on.
All right.
Yesterday we unveiled and dedicated the art in front of the fire station.
Yes.
The Promethean Honor Guard art. It was a lovely ceremony. Mike Roig was there, the artist who created the sculpture that used to be down at the fire station number 5 by Southern Village. It's now been, it needed some repair and some reglazing, those kinds of things, and we dedicated it's back in front of the main fire station when you come into town. It was a wonderful ceremony, and again, honoring those who help us so much stay safe. And keep us orderly, as I say. I don't know what we do without them sometimes. And very
are we orderly? Have we ever been orderly?
Well, just obeying traffic rules
and doing those kinds of things.
Because, you know, we have a lot of people show up for a lot of events.
That is true. That is true.
So we need that help.
So what's the, we're getting into the meetings in the fall, and you mentioned a lot of the items on the agenda for the first couple of weeks. What's the big item for the town's agenda just for the next few months as we get into the fall?
So we do have a lot of development proposals. A lot. The Legion property, which I know has a lot of citizen interest, we'll call it that way. We have several projects just all coming forward. You're laughing over there.
Interest, we'll call it that. Yeah,
okay, we'll go with interest.
Interest is a good word.
So there's just a lot of activity as the market shifts and changes too to what we're doing. And we're taking bigger 30,000 foot view looks at the overall layout, the plans. We're trying to work towards that commercial development and trying to get those projects going along as well to help our tax base and to help provide jobs. I mean, that's a big thing here, and catch those spinoffs. I mean, launch is doubling in size. That's great, but we still need the next level. So we're looking at all these things together, and parking is going to be a big issue. The parking report came back. It had basic information on how to improve operations and make us more customer friendly, but we still have a shortage of parking spaces. And we need to combine that with our wonderful transit system. So how do we make those things link up so that we can help those downtown businesses specifically grow and thrive and bring more commercial space downtown?
Awesome.
But just like the Google Group, who grew.
Which now has a sign.
Oh,
yes.
My, that was a wonderful experience. Yeah. It was great. What a great office space, too. I got a short tour before just before the sign unveiling. There's over 80 people working there, and it's this flexible office that what we talk about, what people want to be more creative, that flexible office space that has a ping pong table and a pool, things to do, and collision space, as they call it, places where people can meet and gather together and come up with creative ideas. There's actually software development going on there, so we are home to Google.
Very cool. And we think about, like, we were talking about this earlier this week when Morinaga got certified as an Orange County Living Wage employer,
yes.
And that was huge news. We talk about Morinaga's being one of the major employers in Orange County, and they are, with about 80 employees, but Google's that big.
Yes,
like, that's as big as Morinaga in terms
of
economic impact.
And I'm looking forward to more things coming in that generation. We want to have those jobs here. We want people to be able to live, work, and play here.
Absolutely.
So that's good.
All right. Chapel Hill Mayor Pam Heminger, we've got to let you go, but thank you so much.
Oh, I'm headed over to the pop-up farmer's market.
Oh, that's right. That just started. Until 5:30, right?
Yes. They're over there. They kind of got a rainstorm last week, so I'm hopeful this week.
At 140 West, so that just started 15 minutes ago.
There's some construction going on for the AC Hotel over there,
right.
So you kind of have to give yourself a little more time if you're driving. I'm walking, so we'll go.
That's true. Well, you're not walking from here.
Well, no, not from here. From my parking spot.
Oh, okay. All right. Oh, because you can park at Town Hall and just walk down. That's
down
a good place to park. Yes.
Come on over to Town Hall. We're having a parking shortage right now.
Don't come to Town Hall. No.
We're working on
this. This is one of those rare times a year, or one of those rare times in, like, Chapel Hill history where it's easier to take Franklin Street to get from one end of downtown to the other than Rosemary Street because of the construction.
Just give us a couple more months and we'll finish up our part of the project. The AC Hotel will still be going, but that will help help with the traffic jams that we're having on Rosemary Street right now.
All right, awesome. Pam Heminger, thank you so much.
Thank you.